Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tonight,
I'm a mom. That's my thing.
Family and fashion take center stage at the Eternals premiere.
She's in my old Oscar dress.
Then, Celine Dion's health crisis, why she's canceling her Vegas comeback.
We have to live one day at a time.
And Katie Couric's Today Show return spent in the hot seat.
Never.
Then Scott Disick spiraling over Kourtney Kardashian's engagement. And Kanye's got a new look and a new name. Plus a dancing shocker, Spice Girl Melanie C. cut.
You made me cry now.
And our Tiffany Haddish exclusive.
ET starts right now.
So the Jolie Pitt crew made it a family affair at the star-studded Eternals premiere.
Yeah.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. You were right there, smack dab in the middle of it all. Was it epic?
I mean, look at that picture right there. That's Angelina Jolie shutting down Hollywood Boulevard. That is epic, everybody. The night was all about fashion and family, starting with Angelina and her party of five on the marvelous black carpet.
I'm a mom, so that's my thing.
My kids are all mixed with vintage and my old Oscars. These are my old Oscar dress. We did all vintage and like upcycled my old stuff.
Zahara rocked her mom's 2014 couture Oscar gown. Shiloh wore an altered version of this dress that Angie wore in Paris earlier this year. Vivienne had on sneakers, while Angie sported a gold lip cuff and color coordinated with her kids. Missing from the carpet, 17-year-old Pax. I heard your kids were shook by your costume.
I mean, would you want to see your mother wearing that? I mean, your mom walks in a full spandex gold outfit with gold hair, and you just think, what do you do for a living? What are you...
How do you get
back in your robe.
Salma's plus one, her 14-year-old daughter, Valentina, making a rare red carpet appearance.
Vale, say hello.
Come on over. Is mom cool at all for this, or is it still kind of like, oh, mom?
She's cool. Yeah. She's cool.
In the comics, your character is a male. So, you know, how proud are you to represent and have be a strong female character that leads this movie?
Oh, I love it. Just to know that, you know, in your 50s, you're going to be an action hero. I mean, if somebody told me this 5 years ago, I would have laughed so hard. And here we are.
Now you have bragging rights for your son. Like, listen to me, son. I'm in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My son's 9 months old.
Doesn't matter.
By the time he's old enough to recognize his father was in a Marvel movie, it's seriously retro. The sad father going, I was in a Marvel movie.
Eternals hits theaters November 5th and reunites Kit with his Game of Thrones brother, Richard Madden. They're in a love triangle with Gemma Chan.
It's a really epic story. It covers 7,000 years and the themes of it are, you know, is humanity worth saving?
Ah, what a great night. Hollywood was in full effect last night. It was so cool to be at a big premiere.
You saw the movie.
Oh, I saw the
Your
film
thoughts.
Last night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I have to say is stick around for a mid-credit scene that's going to blow your mind.
Don't give too much away. Don't give too much. Hey, easy.
I'm just saying.
But you loved the movie.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right, let's move on now to troubling Celine Dion news.
Yeah.
We have the latest on the medical issues that have forced her to cancel the opening dates for her big Vegas return.
I hope you'll join me in Las Vegas at my brand new show at Resorts World this coming November.
The Vegas Queen's big return was just 17 days away. Now all 21 dates have been scrapped. Celine tells ET, quote, I'm heartbroken by this. I have to focus on getting better.
What's been harder on the body, the twins or the Vegas show?
The Vegas show.
Yeah.
Everything that has to do with work is definitely harder on the body and soul. Mm-hmm.
We're told severe and persistent muscle spasms are preventing Celine from performing.
Will you come back?
I hope so.
It's been 2 years since Celine's Las Vegas residency. The 53-year-old was excited to get back, working on the show for the past 8 months. Now it likely won't launch until after February 2022, but no official date has been announced. Next, Katie Couric's big return to Today after spilling secrets about her colleagues in her tell-all.
Did you ever actively try to sabotage
another
female on-air
correspondent? Never, never, never.
Well, Katie's former colleague, Ashley Banfield, told us she wasn't so sure about that.
I hope that my tenure at NBC wasn't cut short because of this.
Quote, clearly we have different recollections of what transpired.
I think that I have mentored scores of women, many of who still work on this show and in the control room. Hi, ladies.
Savannah Guthrie, one of the celebs joining Katie's Going There book tour next week, also asked about Couric's friendship with fellow former co-anchor Matt Lauer.
Your actual text messages that you had with Matt, you kept them. Where does that relationship stand now?
We have no relationship.
And finally, let's keep up with the Kardashians. Scott Disick is stewing over ex Kourtney's engagement.
You get really upset when Kourtney is linked to other guys.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
As Kravis continues showing PDA in Montecito and concern mounts over Scott's reaction, this meme, imagining him listening to Adele, kind of works because we're told Scott's, quote, lonely right now and is very jealous that things are working out for Kourtney. Meanwhile, Kim's ex, Kanye, is now just yay. We got the court docs changing the 44-year-old rapper's official name. Ye has a new name, a new do, and new face mask, but not the Hidden Hills mansion. Kim paid her ex $23 million so she could keep it.
When I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing, his personality.
Yay for Ye! All right, let's move on now to the shocking, and I repeat, shocking elimination on Dancing with the Stars. Melanie C, really? Lauren Zima has the devastated Spice Girl moments after her ballroom exit.
It was your best dance for me, so well done.
Len said it was your best dance, and then he saved Olivia and Val.
The couple I'd like to save is Olivia and Val.
Olivia and Val are safe.
What was it like standing on stage after you two heard your names called?
You made me cry now. I'm absolutely gutted. I'm gutted to go.
Emotions still running high after this unpredictable night that found favorites Melanie C and Olivia Jade in the bottom two.
I don't think Mel deserved to go home at all. I don't even remember dropping to the floor. I dropped to the floor.
I was just thinking of like, what gifts. Christmas gift?
Meanwhile, Val's wife Jenna and her partner JoJo Siwa received the first perfect score of the season.
I really did feel like she has become a little sister to me.
My favorite thing is like before we perform, Jenna will be like, all right. Fixing her, like literally big sister.
But one thing the couples all had in common on Grease night, the next level costumes.
Honestly, I felt like Danny, Ace Ventura, and Jimmy Neutron all wrapped into one. That's the thing
I'd never do. Maybe I'll just keep the wig and like when I'm feeling a little frisky, you know, throw the wig on. Beauty school
dropout. Though Amanda's Frenchie wig was a bit too much for 2-year-old son, Elvis.
I FaceTimed him right before we went on and he got scared. He did not know who I was.
The one song we didn't see on Dancing, Olivia Newton-John's biggest hit, Physical, which turns 40 this year.
Seriously, was it that long ago? Feels like yesterday and it feels like, you know, a century ago.
Physical sold 10 million copies, but at the time, some radio and TV stations wouldn't play it for being too sexual.
You were banned for this song, and this song is like a lullaby compared to what we hear on the radio today. It's nothing.
The things that are out there now, the things they talk about and say, like, freak me out. So, yeah. It is like a lullaby.
Now you have a lot of artists that are covering the song or sampling the song. You've got, you know, Doja Cat. It's just principle. Dua Lipa. Let's get
physical. I think it's great. I'm honored and that people still love the song 40 years later.
A deluxe anniversary edition of Physical is being released Friday, and tomorrow Olivia is part of a global event organized by Crunch Fitness and Third Love. It's to raise money and awareness for her Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund, which focuses on plant-based medical research for cancer. The goal of the physical challenge? To set a world record for the number of leg raises. Olivia, who's managing living with cancer, turned 73 last month, and she got a special birthday shout-out from Mariah Carey.
You guys have performed together, right?
Yes, she was touring, and she invited me up on stage because apparently when she was very young, she won a talent contest with Hopelessly Devoted to You. So we sang it together.
Okay, so I need to manifest this right now, Olivia. A duet with you and Mariah.
I'd love it if she would ever want to.
I am hopelessly devoted to that idea. I know that was corny, but I had to. All right, now let's get to a movie collab that's happening between Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem.
And action.
I had no idea it was going to be a hit.
Check out Nicole as Lucille Ball. Does she nail the accent? Plus, what Lucy's daughter is saying now.
I finally saw it.
And
she's cultured. She's a cover girl. Ooh, Tiff Haddish.
She ready. Exclusive on ET.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
He's such an easy person to get along with, and we became friends instantly, and I think I definitely gained a friend for life.
Besties Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet having a little fun on the red carpet at the Dune premiere in London. Zendaya continuing her fashion reign in a dramatic ivory Rick Owens gown. Gosh, she looks stunning.
She is a fashion icon.
She is the fashion icon right now.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
She's the one. Okay, well, you know who else approved? Her Spider-Man, Tom Holland. Why do they keep playing with us? He posted this black and white shot of Zendaya with the caption, Dune, along with a heart eye emoji.
My heart is exploding right now. It really is.
By the way, another movie that's got everybody buzzing, Being the Ricardos.
Yes.
Can't wait to see this, right? Here's your first look.
I get paid a fortune to do exactly what I love doing.
They got their money's worth.
You know, I did this show so Desi and I could be together.
Nicole Kidman plays Lucille Ball, but in the newly released trailer, fans have to wait 46 seconds before getting their first good look at her face. Then finally, this iconic moment.
And action.
I had no idea it was going to be a hit.
Gentlemen, enjoy the show.
Javier Bardem is Desi Arnaz in the biopic that examines their turbulent marriage during I Love Lucy.
Yikes. Off we go. Give it a go. Try my best. See if I can do it.
Nicole adopts an American accent, but doesn't quite sound like Lucy.
I work side by side with my husband, who is genuinely impressed by me.
The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamita Benjamin.
Being the Ricardos hits theaters December 10th and streams on Amazon Prime Video December 21st. Lucy and Desi's daughter has seen the final film and shares her rave review.
Nicole Kidman became my mother's soul. She cared very deeply about this part, its shows, and I believed everything she said. Thank God they didn't do exact lookalikes. I couldn't have taken it.
You know, when Nicole Kidman was cast as Lucy, a lot of people had questions. But it looks like she's about to answer, y'all. All right, now let's sip and spill with the Jersey Shore fan favorite.
Cheers. I love drinking games. Here's at 9 o'clock in the morning.
When the wine starts flowing, so do the Jersey Shore secrets.
I literally needed a mental break.
Then, Tiffany Haddish, booked and busy, making a big reveal.
Let's give them something to talk about.
I've never met anyone like Tiffany Haddish.
Well, the first thing she said when I was like, "Hi, Tiffany, how you doing?" She's like, "Successful." I imagine it was like what meeting Jesus was like.
Trust me, that's the effect that Tiffany has on everybody, but especially her co-star from The Card Counter, Oscar Isaac. Now, I caught up with Tiff at the West Hollywood Edition Hotel to talk about everything that she's got going on, and she has a lot. It's another ET exclusive.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Quiet on the set. Pictures up. She ready.
She ready, but she busy. The 41-year-old comic has six projects in the works right now, including prepping for Disney's Haunted Mansion with Owen Wilson and getting glam on the current cover of Cultured Magazine.
So the bag that I'm holding is grass with some flowers coming out of there, representing that, you know, I got my hand on the pulse of the earth. I'm trying to make things grow.
She's also making a dramatic turn as Oscar Isaac's love interest in the revenge thriller The Card Counter in theaters now.
You have to be the strangest poker player I ever met.
Oh, you have no idea.
I have a sex scene in the movie. That was fun. I enjoyed it.
People say it's weird because you have all these people around looking at you in the camera and all that stuff.
But we wasn't having actual sex.
I know that, too.
I mean, you never play hide and go get it?
If all that wasn't enough, Tiff's also starring as a detective in the Apple TV Plus series, The After Party, streaming in January.
Any one of you could be the murderer. I would like to keep it mixing it up, right. You know? I get bored easy, bro. Like, so...
Clearly.
Challenge myself at every turn.
But the one constant through all of it, boyfriend of over a year, Common.
I find the satisfaction of being able to be myself, you know? Yeah. Not having to turn down or turn up. Feels like he loves me for me.
You've talked about adopting children. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance that you will adopt some children?
Yes.
You need a baby? You want to get an older child?
I want somebody older that already knows how to use the restroom and talk, tell me they hungry, tell me how they feeling, you know, communicate. But I am trying to be a little patient, see if my sister mess up and I just get my niece.
Let me tell y'all now, Tiffany will be a great mama, and also she's going to change the world because she has a plan. All right, now let's head to Madame Tussauds, New York, in Times Square with Rachel Smith. And, you know, Rachel's really not a drinker, but then Snooki brought something out in you, huh, Rachel?
I mean, Snooki just seems to do that, but only a few sips, Kev, because it was purely research. But the Jersey Shore star is now in the wine business. And while Nicole does not hold back, she did need, though, a little bit of liquid courage for our little get-together.
So shall we play a little game of sip or spill?
Yes.
Yes?
Sound,
are
I
you
love,
game?
Okay, I so love drinking games.
Here's
at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Cheers. You know.
Sip or spill. The last time you got drunk, you blank.
It was last night, and I was doing drunk cameos.
I'm having a glass of wine for you tonight.
I was slurring, I don't know what I said, and I watched it this morning, and I was like, oh, those are bad.
Well, sip or spill, who from the Jersey Shore cast do you trust least?
Okay, Snooki sipped to avoid drama, but I did get the 33-year-old to spill all about her new wine line, Messy Mama.
We got to see you be a little messy over on Jersey Shore back in
a
the
little.
Day.
A little. I got arrested.
Ew, get the off my arm. Get the off.
Snooki's debuting two wines, a Chardonnay called Tantrum and a Cabernet called Chaos.
Now as a mom, wine is literally all I drink. It's like my juice. Like my kids have their juice, I have my wine juice.
There will be plenty of juice to go around on the next season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation because Snooki is returning with her mini-me daughter, Giovanna.
Why return after you said, I'm done, I'm out of here? Gotta focus on the fam.
Yeah, I literally needed a mental break, and filming a reality show, mm-hmm. It definitely tests your psyche a little bit. I feel like I had a good mental break.
Yeah.
I'm good now. So yeah, I'm gonna bring my daughter,
nice.
And I'm really excited.
All right, now let's finish our game.
Sip or spill, what, if any, plastic or cosmetic surgery procedures have you had?
I got my boobs done, I got a lift, and then I got an implant. I'm getting Botox on Friday. I used to get my lips done, but I don't now because I started to look like a fish.
Look, you gotta hand it to Snooki, the girl always keeping it real. All right, coming up, big news for comedian Wayne Brady.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show.
Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tomorrow on ET, our one-on-one with Meghan McCain talking about her new memoir, Bad Republican. And yeah, she goes there about her time on The View.
I hope they're not too mad, but I don't care if they are.
I think she says she don't care.
And I think they're going to have something to say about that on The View. Hey, before we go, we know big names are part of the Ebony Power 100 list. Hello. Now, E.T. can exclusively announce tonight's big host.
Yes, it's our friend Wayne Brady. He will also be honored with the Vanguard Award. Very deserving. Plus, legendary producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis are receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. The celebration goes
coming. You got control?
October 23rd. Hey!
We'll see y'all.
Good night.
Voodoo.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shima Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.